Get very comfortable wherever you are, sitting up or lying down, walking around or running a toothbrush over your bath tiles. I mean, if you're doing this last, you might want to take a little break and just sit down with your legs crossed or lie down if there's enough room for that. This is your time to move into the imaginal. Whether you're writing fiction, memoir, the how-to, poetry, we all need description. Description is the jet fuel for scene. The cinematic and somatic details of description create the body and the world for the reader to walk out of her own experience and into the book. To that end, we have to use the imagination in order to bring any book alive. Imagination is very married to memory, things you've seen, witnessed, tasted, songs you've heard, the heat on a summer day, the feel of a velvet wedding dress between your fingers, and the sound of the bride crying, things like that. So for a few minutes, just rest your eyes. Let those beautiful, busy eyelids get heavy and happy in their rest. Seize this moment to come all the way into your beautiful body in order to feel again what it means to be in the five senses. Move out of the running mouth of the mind, the machinations of what to do, how to do it, should have done it. And move now into the landscape of the silent body. The body speaks in many ways through sensation, including pleasure and pain, light and heavy, tension and relaxation. Come into the body now as you would come in to explore any terrain. Get a sense of its many rooms, from your toes to the top of your feet, your ankles, your shins, your calves, your knees, back of your knees, up through the rooms of the thighs and in back of those thighs, up to the pelvic floor, the very bottom of the belly, bottom of the spine, up the middle of the back to the upper belly, across the chest, up to your shoulders and down into your arms, elbows, wrists, hands, fingers. Get an awareness of those fingers and then bring the focus up to the top of your back, the wings of your back of your neck, front of your neck, your chin and your jaw, your mouth, inside your mouth, your tongue and your teeth, inside the nose and around the nose, the cheeks, the eyes, forehead, hair, hair follicles, and then the ears and inside of the ears, around the inner ear, the brain, all the different parts of the brain, top of the head, and now the body as a whole, this feat of engineering so complex that it gives you so many ways to understand the world, including the five senses. And pick one of those five senses. Choose sound or sight or taste, smell. Think about one thing you heard that stayed with you or saw, or something you tasted or smelled, a texture you felt. Bring yourself back to that time. Maybe swimming underwater, the smell of someone's hair, the sound of a house on fire. Whatever it is, move back in time and put yourself in this time. Not about the time, inside the time, inside your body during that time. Get a sense of all the five senses at once. So start with the sense you chose, maybe, and then move into all five senses. What were you seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, feeling? And now get a sense of the unseen describers. What year is it? What is going on in history? Who's president or running for president? What town or city are you in? What styles are people wearing? What songs are on the radio? What biases are present within the cultural zeitgeist? And when you wake up out of the imaginal and come into the page to write the scene, use, play with, get messy with the describers that you just saw in your mind's eye. Stay in them point for point and see where it lands. So close your eyes now that you're done writing and go back into the body and just feel if there's any difference there. There's a little bit of space, maybe a little more energy and aliveness. And now thanking the self for arriving here today and the body for holding all those stories that lie in wait for you and your tool, the laptop or the pen. And you can move about your day and your week knowing that you created something and accomplished something by being here and giving yourself to the page and being brave enough to expose it and letting it be free out in the world.